Good morning, everyone. Rise and shine. You're listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio at 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And it's Saturday, folks. It's my favorite day of the week. It's time for Amy's Kids Show. So I hope you have woken up on this beautiful morning ready to celebrate. We have so much to celebrate again this week, and I am just so honored to be here in this wonderful station. Thank you to all the listeners who have supported this station, and also thank you for community support, which is provided for Amy's Kids Show in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages, located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont. More information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what Woodbury Mountain Toys says, and it's a perfect match because that's what we always want to do, and especially on Saturday mornings like this one. Right now, while I'm recording this show, it is the last day of April. Starting tomorrow morning, it's going to be May. And May just happens to be my favorite month, not only because if you rearrange the letters, it spells my name. See, if you take M-A-Y and you rearrange the first two letters, it spells A-M-Y. So I've always really liked May ever since I was little and figured that out. But I especially like May because I live in Vermont. And Vermont knows how to celebrate May. Because in May, the snow has melted, the ground is thawing, the water is starting to just bubble up out of the ground, out of the tops of the hills and out of the tops of the mountains, and bubble down the brooks and into the rivers and all the way to the lakes and ponds. And it is just so amazing. It's like all of the earth and all of the creatures and all of us are celebrating that water. Well, we're going to do that. We're going to celebrate water today. And we're also going to celebrate all the creatures of the earth, because that's one thing that we all have in common, right? That we love water. And it turns out that love and water are intimately connected. We're going to find out. And so first, though, we need to gather up all the creatures from all of the planet, each direction, of all types, ones with wings and ones with paws, and gills, too, I think. And oh, my goodness, we're going to have a lot of fun. So I hope you're ready. First, maybe find a place to lay down on the floor somewhere in your house if you can, or if you can be outside and it's warm enough. Let's take a little trip to all the directions and gather our friends. Thanks for joining me.
Come on and sing, sing to the earth. Come on and sing, sing to the earth. Come on and sing, sing to the earth. Our journey has begun. Come on and sing, sing to the east. Come on and sing, sing to the east. Come on and sing, sing to the east. The place of the rising sun. The place of the rising sun. The east is where new life's begun. Oh, east, what will I see? Help me find what begins in me. Flies the eagle, what begins will come around. Climb on the back of the eagle, we'll be southward bound. We'll be southward bound. Gonna ride, 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 find what begins in me. Eagle, ride, ride, ride to the south. Come on and sing, sing to the south. Come on and sing, sing to the south. Come on and sing, sing to the south. Place of the fire song. The place of the fire song. The south is where life grows strong. Oh, south, what will I see? Help me find it's the bright fox, and your strength will come around. Climb on the back of the bright fox, we'll be westward bound. We'll be westward bound. Place of the setting sun. Waters wide and high as comes. Oh, west, what will I see? Help me find the harvest in me. From the west swims the old whale. What you need will come around. Climb on the back of the old whale. We'll be northward bound. We'll be northward bound. Gonna ride, ride, ride. Find what peace there be. Old whale, ride, ride, ride to the north. Come on and sing, sing to the north. Come on and sing, sing to the north. Come on and sing, sing to the north. The place of the rich black earth.
up in the morning long before the sun.
Hum, yeah, hum, yeah.
Down to the ocean side I run, run, run.
Hum, yeah, hum, yeah.
When I looked out on the water, I got a big surprise. I said, holy moly, I can't believe my eyes. There must be 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 real live whales. In a book.
Yeah.
Well, I got a little closer, yeah, but not a bunch, because I didn't want to end up like a gourmet lunch for maybe 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 real live whales. The water flew well. While he's singing the blues.
What did you see, Mr. Whitby?
I saw Norway playing billiards while he reading the news.
What did you see, Mr. Whitby?
I saw a humpback jumping up for joy and ringing the bell.
What did you see, Mr. Whitby?
I saw a boy shooting arrows just like William Tell.
What did you see, Mr. Whitby?
I saw a pilot whale, a gray whale, and a white one too. The biggest one of them all they call a blue whale. So listen now, my friends, for if you get the notion,
hum, yeah.
To someday come and visit us down by the ocean.
Hum, yeah.
Take some time for a whale watch, what a sight to see. And very best of all the whales you see are free. You might see 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 real live whales. The water flew well.
Here is a beautiful poem that was collected by a young woman who heard it as a child from her grandfather. She calls it a seashell poem from my grandpa. Upon the shore, I found a shell. I held it to my ear. I listened gladly while it played a sea song sweet and clear. And that a little shell could sing at first seemed strange to me until I thought that it had learned the music of the sea. Let me read the poem again, and this time close your eyes and listen to it and to the music of the guitar. Upon the shore, I found a shell. I held it to my ear. I listened gladly while it played a sea song sweet and clear. And that a little shell could sing at first seemed strange to me until I thought that it had learned the music of the sea.
Tree, you are so beautiful. Once upon a time, long ago, some call it dream time and some call it real time. It was long before this time, way back before the beginning of everything we think we know. The world was lush and green. It was truly paradise. There were sweet-smelling flowers, fruits, and plenty of food for everyone. One of the main reasons there was such bounty was because there was plenty of water flowing. Water flowing in the sky, water flowing in the ground, water flowing in and out, water flowing all around. There was water for everyone, not only for us two-leggeds, but also for the four, six, and eight-leggeds, and the little ones who creep and crawl in the earth, the swimmers, and the winged ones who soar in the heavens. There was water to swim in, water for the plants, water for elephants, water for ants. There were long, luscious lakes and rapid-rushing rivers, babbling brooks of cold. They make you shake and shiver, warm, placid pools and singing streams, pretty ponds and seeping springs, water flowing everywhere, giving life to everything. Round and round and up and down in big, beautiful circles, the water flowed from the sky to the earth to the streams, lakes, and rivers, and on into the salty ocean. From there, it would evaporate and flow back up to the sky. Along the way, animals would drink the water, and after flowing through the animals, the water flowed back to the earth again to nourish the plants, and then through the plants back to the sky again, or back into the animals that ate the plants. Round and round that water traveled. The great water bearer, the giver of waters, loved these flowing circles of giving. The gift of water was being given over and over again. Water flows through us one and all, no matter how great, no matter how small. But then something happened. Everyone forgot what it was like to thirst. They forgot about each other, started saying, "Me first!" Someone tried to keep someone else from getting a drink.
Hey, no trespassing!
Someone else fouled the water, made it dirty, made it stink. Others wasted the water, didn't treat it with respect and thrift. They forgot that water is sacred, the Creator's greatest gift. They forgot how special the water was. They were taking it for granted. They became greedy, wasteful, and disrespectful, not only of the waters, but of each other as well. There was no longer that beautiful natural flow from one place to another or from one being to another. The flow had stopped. The cycle was broken. The giver of the waters no longer had any water to give. And soon the world began to dry up. Water became harder and harder to find. In fact, it got so you had to search all day long to find enough water to live on. You could still find a few drops of dew sparkling on the grass over here, sometimes a puddle there, or maybe a little pool of water trapped in the curl of a fallen leaf. But there was no water you could count on. Everyone was thirsty all the time. The green plants wilted and curled up. And as the streams, ponds, and lakes dried up, the fish, the crawdads, and the other water creatures buried themselves deep in the mud. And there they hunkered down and waited, barely moving at all. Times were really tough and really dry. Oh, it's true, you don't miss your water till your well runs dry. Well, 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 everyone's well was dry now. Well, finally they called a great council. Council of all beings, large and small. They would try to decide what they could do to get the waters flowing again. And what a grand assembly it was. There were tall trees leaning in from the forest. There were huge, powerful beasts lumbering around the edges of the crowd, right down to the tiniest crawling ants and gnats hovering near the center of the circle. There were many voices. There were screeches and grunts and roars and chirps and warbles and hisses. There were many different colors and shapes and sizes. Some were covered with soft fur or feathers or hard shells or scales or leaves and bark, and some were just covered with slime. In the center of the circle was a single drop of water nestled in a dimple on a smooth, flat rock. They all looked at that drop. It shimmered and shone in the morning light like a precious jewel. They quieted their minds and opened their hearts. They knew if they ever got water again, they would be more thankful, more respectful, and more appreciative of the water and of each other too. This dry time had taught them that. they realized that as different as they were from each other, they were all connected by water, from the driest desert rat to the juiciest jellyfish or slug. They all had water flowing through their bodies, and they all needed water to live. Nobody thrived unless the water was flowing. The water bearer's gift was a gift only if it could flow from one place to another and from one being to another. As each one realized how this sacred flow gave them life and how totally beautiful and completely awesome it all was, they cried out, each one in his or her own voice. As different as all these voices were, they all were singing the same song. It's hard to say what happened next. Some say it was tears that did it, tears of sadness or gratitude. Some say that someone had some water saved that they secretly poured out. And others said the singing vibrated the moisture out of the sky or pulled it from deep in the earth. Whatever it was, that single sparkling droplet of water there in the center of the circle began to grow. It got bigger and bigger and bigger until it could contain itself no more. And right before their eyes, it rolled off that rock and trickled slowly down the hill. The flow had started again. And then, listen, listen, the rain crow, the water bearer's favorite bird. And then the sky darkened, and the thunders blew in, lightning flashed, and the rains came. Water poured out of the sky, cool, clear water. And before long, water began to bubble forth from the earth, delicious, healing water. The streams and rivers began to flow again, the lakes and ponds filled, and once again there was water enough for all. Everyone was so relieved, so thankful, so grateful to have the waters back again. Before the council broke up, they agreed that they needed to appoint someone to keep watch over this precious water, someone who could act as a caretaker and be a guardian and a spokesperson for the waters, someone who could remind not only them, but future generations of how sacred and special the waters are, someone who could keep reminding everyone to respect the waters, to share them, to keep them clean, and to be thankful for them. It was a big job and a very important job, too. There must be somebody out there who could handle it. The council had to decide who it would be. Well, the fish started splashing and leaping out of the water, trying to volunteer. And the crawdads, you know, the crayfish, they crawl up to the water's edge and they wave their claws back and forth. We would be good for the job, they seemed to say, as they waved and they leapt and they splashed. We live in the water. Water's what we breathe, so we really know how important water is. The crawdads and the fish. They'd be good, the council agreed. But the problem was no one could hear their voices. They could help, but someone who's going to speak for the water needs to be heard by all. So the fish, they're still out there. They're doing their best, leaping and splashing. If you watch a fish, you'll see its mouth opening and closing, and the gill covers pumping in and out. You can't hear it, but when a fish does this, it's telling us, we breathe this water. We breathe this water. We breathe this water. And the crayfish are still in the streams and ponds, waving their claws. We live here too, they say. What about us? The waterfowl, the ducks, and the geese and the wading birds volunteered, quacking and honking and flapping. We love the water. We love the water. The council thought about it. They love the water, all right. But ducks and geese and the water birds and the waders, they didn't really live in the water. The ducks and geese just floated on the surface. And the wading birds, they love the water too, but they just tiptoed around the edge. So the waders and the webfoots are still out there doing their part, flying from one body of water to the other. The ducks and the geese are so graceful and colorful the way they glide on the water's surface. And the egrets and the herons are so elegant the way they wade the shallows, staring into the depths. They remind us of the color, the grace, the elegance, and the depth that water brings to our lives. The songbirds, they wanted to help too. They knew they may not have been as qualified as the water creatures, but they love to splash in the shallows, and they love good drinking water as much as the rest of us. And did you ever watch a bird drink? A bird will put its beak into the water, and then it will look to the heavens as it swallows, as if it's giving thanks. It's said that birds remind us to always give thanks for every sip of water we take. I sure could wrap myself up around a job like that. A long, scaly water snake slithered up and he hissed. Then a big old gator crawled up on the bank and bellowed. How about me? I sure wouldn't bite off more than I can chew. Well, the council considered this. The alligators and the water snakes, they lived in the water. They loved the water. But snakes and the gators had image problems. They were just too scary. They're still out there cruising the wetlands. Sometimes you'll see them out basking in the sun. But if you disturb them, they'll dive right back into the water and disappear. And that reminds us that it's the water that means safety. It's the water that's home. As good a job as all these critters do reminding us about the water, the council knew there must be somebody who would be more qualified for the job. Someone who lives in the water, who's watchful, who's not scary, and whose voice could be heard loud and clear by all. Who could do such an important job? Frogs. That's it. Frogs. Of course. They'd be perfect. Frogs are born in the water. They hatch out of these watery eggs. And while they're young, they're tadpoles. And while they're tadpoles, they live in the water all the time. They have gills and actually breathe water like fish. And then when they grow up and become adults, they still spend their time sitting right in the water or right at the water's edge. And their voices are really loud and strong. So frogs became the guardians of the waters. And before long, every pond, stream, lake, and river had frogs. Not only bullfrogs, but all kinds of frogs. And what great caretakers they are. They're still out there sitting at the edge of every lake, pond, river, and stream. They're even in the puddle sometime. And they're on duty all the time, faithfully keeping watch. All day and all night, they keep reminding us.
It's a blessing. Sacred. Jarrett, the blessing, honor, honor, blessing, Jarrett,
respect it, respect it,
honor,
sacred, sacred,
blessing.
Frogs are moaning, singing, croaking all night long. Moaning and peeping and croaking all night long. They're laying in the water just singing those froggy songs.
We gotta share it, gotta keep it clean. If you don't, it'll make you dry and mean.
Bullfrogs are moaning, singing all the time.
Did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind?
Singing under a silvery moon. He's all puffed up like a big old green balloon. Sitting in a lily pad singing that bullfrog tune.
Well, two-legged, four-legged, six-legged, eight. Share that water, now keep it straight.
Bullfrogs moaning, singing all the time. Did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? Wings in the sky or roots down in the ground. You might fly in the sky, have roots down in the ground. When you drink that water, it flows all around. Frogs are moaning, singing all the time. Moaning and a singing and a croaking all the time. Sitting on a riverbank, singing that watery rhyme.
Well, it come from below and it come from above. It flows through us all, it's just like love.
Frogs are moaning, singing all the time. Did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind?
doggies when the north winds blow. We cannot see them in the ice and snow. Deep, deep down in the mud they lie, froggies sleeping with tight closed eyes. When the warm spring sun comes out, froggies wake and jump about. Oh, how happy they will be, a springtime world they will see. Where are the turtles when the north winds blow? We cannot see them in the ice and snow. Deep, deep down in the mud they lie, turtles sleeping with tight closed eyes. When the warm spring sun comes out, turtles wake and crawl about. Oh, how happy they will be, a springtime world they will see. Where are the bears when the north winds blow? We cannot see them in the ice and snow. Snug and warm in a cave they lie, baby bears sleeping with tight closed eyes. When the warm spring sun comes out, baby bears wake and run about. Oh, how happy they will be, a springtime world they will see. Where are the squirrels when the north winds blow? We cannot see them in the ice and snow. Cracking nuts in a hollow tree, squirrels are cozy can be. When the warm spring sun comes out, squirrels wake and hop about. Oh, how happy they will be, a springtime world they will see. Now where are the caterpillars when the north winds blow? We cannot see them in the ice and snow. Snug and warm in cocoons they lie, caterpillars changing into butterflies. When the warm spring sun comes out, butterflies wake and flutter about. Oh, how happy they will be, a springtime world they will see. When the warm spring sun comes out, everyone wakes and plays about. Oh, how happy they will be, a springtime world they will see.
Time when all good frogs were blessed with wit in rhymes, lived one frog that I dare say was bound to yodel at every hop of the way. And so this frog was slimed for yodeling all the time. His perseverance was sublime. Indeed, this most uncommon craft attracted jokes and caused the warty toads to laugh. The scales he practiced every day would surely scare the precious fish away. And so this frog was slimed for yodeling all the time. His perseverance was sublime. And jealous frogs would stop and stare as he drove by in his Corvair. At a lofty altitude, this fearless one entertained a multitude. Is this applause for an encore, or just some jeers to drown an avalanche's roar? So this frog was slimed for yodeling all the time. His perseverance was sublime. Now he sticks to catching flies and sings sometimes sweet lullabies. Tail ends with some pollywogs who were born to Mrs. and Mr. Frog. They studied with an opera queen and sound real good, despite the fact that they're so green. So this frog was slimed for yodeling all the time. His perseverance was sublime.
It was.
It's true. Okay, okay. I'm serious. Okay.
Frogs jump in shrimps' hump. Bugs jiggle, worms wriggle. Rabbits hop, horses plop. Eagles glide, snakes slide. Kangaroos leap, mice creep. Wallabies bounce, kittens pounce. Hawks soar, bulls roar. Cheetahs run, lions sun. Tigers stalk, I walk.
And then something gave a pull on my toes. I heard hubble, rubble, bubble. I figured it was trouble when a blue frog jumped on my nose. He blew bubbles in the air, bubbles in my hair. He said, I was looking for you everywhere. I shoot him out the window. I shouted from the door, stay away, blue frog, don't you come here anymore. He croaked and did a little bow and whirled a twirling spin. Little blue frog grin. I was shaking, I was baking, making up a cake, and then something wiggled out of the mold. I heard hubble, rubble, bubble. I figured it was trouble when the blue frog did a rock and roll. He blew bubbles in the air, bubbles in my hair. He said, I was looking for you everywhere. I shoot him out the window, I shouted from the door, stay away, blue frog, don't you come here anymore. And whirled a twirling spin. Then he hopped away on his two blue legs and a silly little blue frog grin. I was washing, cleaning all my clothes, and then something shook the washing machine. I heard hubble, rubble, bubble. I figured it was trouble when the blue frog came out green. He said, thank you for the rubbing, thank you for the scrubbing, for the shaking and the bacon in the bowl. And the washing and the splashing, I'm glad to be green. The blue had got me feeling so low. He threw bubbles in the air, bubbles in my hair. He said, I was looking for you everywhere. Bubbles in the air, bubbles in my hair. He said, thanks, I was looking for you everywhere.
Tell me, son, did you ever wake up with muskrats on your mind?
Yes.
Muskrat, oh muskrat, what makes your tail so slick? I've been living in the swamp so darn long, lucky I ain't sick, Lord, lucky I ain't sick. Groundhog, oh groundhog, what makes your back so brown? I've been digging in the dirt so darn long, making my hole in the ground, Lord, digging my hole in the ground. Rooster, oh, rooster, what makes your spurs so hard? I've been scratching in your barnyard all of my life, and Lord, I'm getting tired now. Lord, I'm getting tired. Bullfrog, oh, bullfrog, what makes your back so green? I can watch the water all day, and there I'll never be seen, Lord, there I'll never be seen. Chipmunk, oh, chipmunk, what makes your cheeks so round? I've been gathering those seeds and those nuts. I'm gonna storm in my hole in the ground, Lord. Storm in my hole in the ground. Caterpillar, oh, caterpillar, don't you hate to creep and crawl? I'll be flying high one day, so I don't mind at all, Lord. I don't mind at all. Rattlesnake, oh, rattlesnake, what makes your teeth so white? I've been laying in the sun so darn long. Lucky I don't bite, Lord. Lucky I don't bite.
I'm a little bug out of sight in a tree. There's a hungry woodpecker, she's looking for me. She's digging a hole in this old dead tree. If she finds me hiding, for my life I will plea. Don't eat me, woodpecker, here's a candy bar for you. Don't eat me, woodpecker, I've got a lollipop too. How about some birthday cake? Take it from me. Wash it down with this milkshake and let me go free. She's coming much closer, her tapping I hear. If I try to escape, she'll catch me, I fear. She's chipping big chunks of bark off this tree. If she finds me hiding, for my life I will flee. Don't eat me, woodpecker, here's a candy bar for you. Don't eat me, woodpecker, I've got a lollipop too. How about some birthday cake? Take it from me. Wash it down with this milkshake and let me go free. Hey, someone put up a bird feeder with seed. The woodpecker saw it and decided to leave. I'm moving in a hurry, but before I do, I'm gonna sit down and eat all this food. Goodbye, woodpecker, I'll eat this candy bar for you. Goodbye, woodpecker, I'll eat this lollipop too. You know that this birthday cake tastes good to me. I'll wash it down with this milkshake, 'cause now I am free. Goodbye, woodpecker, I'll eat this candy bar for you. Goodbye, woodpecker, I'll eat this lollipop too. You know that this birthday cake tastes good to me. I'll wash it down with this milkshake, 'cause now I am free.
Warm summer nights when the sun floats low, the fireflies flash their green light glow. Night bugs sing louder and louder, Some are peepers, some are shouters. They all talk about what Katie did. They all talk about what Katie did. Pretty cicada chirps out a rumor. Then Junebug tells a big story to her. The little tree frogs, a hippity hop up. They all join in the gossipy gossip. All about what Katie did. They all talk about what Katie did. And back and forth the crickety crickets from their little houses in the thickety thickets. Their legs rubbing, their wings a-beating. They just can't stop repeating and repeating. All about what Katie did. All about what Katie did. But Katie didn't do diddly. She slipped off a leaf so piddly. Fell in love with Grasshopper playing his fiddle, fiddledy-fiddly. Trees at night. Katie did and Grasshopper smiling so bright. When he jumped up and when he kissed her, all the smug little buggers, they started to whisper. They all talked about what Katie did. They all talked about what Katie did. But Katie didn't do diddly. She slipped off the leaf so piddly. Fell in love with Grasshopper playing his fiddle, fiddly, fiddly.
We've been having a lot of fun this Saturday celebrating spring and celebrating green things. Green was one of our themes, I think. Turned out to be anyway, with all the frogs and the trees, right? And we're celebrating green here in Vermont because spring is springing and the frogs and peepers are starting to sing and the trees are starting to bud and turn green. And so we've been celebrating those things, but we've also, of course, been celebrating water, which is one of the amazing things which unites all of us creatures around the planet. And that's why we started out by gathering everybody together. Everybody who has wings and paws and hoofs and gills and slime and roots. And we brought them all together to hear that wonderful story by Doug Elliott. He's also provided a number of the songs today that are on that theme as well. And the theme is water, but it's also love. The doggies know what that is, and the children know what that is, right, guys? Love. And when we care about others, and when we care about ourselves, then we share, right? I love that those two words rhyme, care and share. And so we've been celebrating those things. And if we shared, right, everything would be great. And the water even would be happy. And so would all the voices that celebrate the water, including the frogs and the birds and the bears and the crocodiles and alligators and snakes. And everybody celebrates water in their different voices. So whatever you're going to do for the next week until I come back, I hope you have a great time celebrating. And maybe you're curious about things. And I know I'm going to be spending the week learning some new things to bring back to the show. Maybe you're curious now about slime. Maybe you're curious about slime. A lot of kids are curious about slime and how it, maybe how it protects frogs. How does it protect their skin? Why do they have slime and we don't? That's an interesting question. Maybe you're curious about the different kinds of voices that frogs have or birds have. And what are they saying? Katie did? Is that what they're saying? Well, maybe you can learn to understand their language. Well, I hope you enjoyed story time and all the wonderful music. I just have such a good time coming in here every week. Thank you, WGDR, WGDH, and all the listeners and the underwriters and supporters out there who keep the station on the air. You are the greatest, and this is a great time of year to celebrate everything. Thank you for joining me. Happy Saturday. Remember to share, especially the grown-ups. Don't be afraid to remind people how important that is by showing them. Share your love, folks. You're the best.
Singing on.